from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Oh, Cervantes and Hamilton go to each other and the whiskey.
Ooh.
Into it.
We have a fight.
With Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Knocheck was just totaled by an Iowa State player against the board.
I think it was by Hamilton.
On WGR.
Really a pretty unnecessary hit by Hamilton. Hamilton is still awfully mad. He's being held back.
Number 17, Paul Hamilton. 2 minutes for charging, 5 minutes for fighting, and a
Sports Radio 550.
That one just never fails to put a smile on my face. I just love the counterbalance of a brawl with these very meek-sounding announcers politely describing the events.
I think it was Hamilton.
I know. It's just that was awfully bad of him to do. I'm so sorry to have to report this. First day of school today. For right. some.
For some.
I've got one today, one tomorrow.
All right. I got none.
It's over for you.
It's over.
In this department.
Yeah.
First day of school. Please. First day of...
Give me a reason to get out of
Ross
bed.
Ross Tucker.
That's what I need. I need a reason to get out of bed.
Last day of drafts, I think. Paul Hamilton on the West Her hotline. I know this is Bulldog's final draft of the season tonight in about an hour.
This is his 27th draft of the...
No, it is my second, though, Paul, so I'm all, look out for me. I'm all warmed up.
I have a trade for you. I'll trade you my first-round pick this year for your first-round pick each of the next 3 years.
That's not a legal trade in this league, is it? You can't do that.
I don't know. Paul's the commissioner. I don't know.
We're not trading future draft picks. It's not a dynasty league. We're not trading future draft picks, are we? I guess I'm asking. It's your show.
Well, we can just make up rules as we go along here. We've got 15 minutes to make up some rules. So,
I was in a league. So I was excited. No names here.
I'm not making this trade with you, Paul, by the way. Go ahead, Mike.
I was in a league. I was excited to join this new league a couple of years ago. It was a guy I'd come to be friends with, and it just sounded really cool. Like, the format was great, and, you know, it was a little bit high stakes. It was everything that I kind of wanted. And then he said something like, you know, we'll try to make a deal, and if we can't, I'll just throw in some cash. And, like, okay, that is a bright red flag. That is, if this league operates where people are making deals on the side, as a friend of mine once said years ago, there are too many leagues to deal with that kind of nonsense. So,
There was, in the beginning of this league, long, long time ago, there was some cash that went around, and I wasn't real happy about it. Then those folks are not around in our league anymore.
Well, it's Bulldog's last. It's maybe your last of the season.
One more tomorrow.
One more tomorrow. Okay. Is that like that Bills one, or is that a different one?
No, that's done. It's another one I've been in for years. It's another ESPN league. It's actually almost just like this one. So okay. I've been in it for years, and I don't like being in three, but I am.
I think this is going to be my last. There are still two others I'm in that are still sort of creeping along, almost done.
But you're already committed to those, so you don't have anything new on the horizon.
Here. No, that's right. Paul, it's 235.
235 teams. 235 to get in?
No, he has 235 fantasy teams, Paul.
That's actually
235.
So you probably have drafted every player in the league by now.
Wow, that's a good question. Maybe not. Like, there are some people I never pick. Just because I mean, it's probably never, you're probably right, that it would be everybody at least once, but not everybody in the league, but, you know, like the main guys at least once, the third, fourth string, even receivers, you know, yeah. I don't have much Mike Evans.
Why not? He's actually, I noticed that in the one draft, nobody wants Mike Evans, and I thought,
right.
He just catches touchdowns is all he does.
I know, what's the problem? What's not to like? Every year, 1,000 yards fear, and 8 touchdowns.
Fear of the cliff, like that just can't keep going. I don't know. Just a thought.
Guys like that just are not exciting. You'd rather draft Malik Nabers, who everybody is in love with. It's not caught a single pass in the NFL.
Right.
I'm guilty of this. Evans, you know, sort of a boring name. He's old. But, you know, there's value in that. Well, tonight's the night, right, Paul? We've got the draft order and the restaurant reservation, the whole thing.
Well, we do that. The draft order you can hit the button that mixes everything up. And I had somebody from the Bills stat team say, pick a number between 1 and 10. And for our league, for the other league, they picked 7. For our league, they picked 2. So I only shuffled twice. And this is what I came up with.
And you believe that actually was random? Are you serious? I mean, how can anybody not question the veracity of this report?
These other leagues I'm in, Paul, I prefer when they do like 1,000 simulations to determine the draft order. 2? They're really going to cut it.
I prefer to play Yahtzee on it, but well, we don't do that anymore.
The Yahtzee years have also left us.
Those were days. Those were days.
Well, it is fun, and I thank you for continuing things. Should be a great night.
Well, I enjoy getting everybody together. And, Mike, it was actually you that kind of slapped me upside of the head and said, Paul, why do you sit there and take everybody's teams and then go home and input them when we could just still get together and have fun together but have our computers on and they would do it for us? And I go, I don't know, because I never thought of it.
Oh, my gosh. I did that? I'm responsible for actually using technology in this league?
Right.
I guess that's a compliment.
Paul is in charge, Mike, so the door was wide open.
Yeah. I bet Paul, like I have, so this is not a knock. I bet you've played fantasy sports where you played by mail.
By mail? Email, yes.
How about, you know, like the box scores in the paper and then tabulating points from that?
I used to tabulate points for this league, and then somebody said, why don't you, like, join one of these sites and they'll do it for you? I go, yeah, but we have wacky. Oh, no, they'll put your rules in there the way you want them. Oh, they will? So, I used to do the math.
The toughest thing about this league is that you only get 8 moves, which is absolutely foreign to everything else I do. Because what you're trying to do most of the time is kind of outwork everybody. You know, you want to try to use your waivers money judiciously if you use money, or just be the first to make pickups. A couple times I've won this one was back when I found out that there was a injury at a certain time and hit the button and like that worked out. But that kind of that very strict limit on moves is everything is upside down for me in this, because, you know, again, I never play this way where you have to think about bye weeks and you have to think about multiple kickers, even, you know, stuff like that, so that you don't get stuck later on. That makes this one a different challenge for me.
And that was the idea. Plus, we also do double touchdowns, meaning if there's a touchdown over 50 yards, you get 12 points instead of 6, which I'm sure other leagues somewhere do it, but I haven't really been in any that did it. So I like that. Just a little bit different. To make it a little bit different to do it. And then, for whatever reason, now you guys made a trade at the draft last year, which I loved.
Well.
Like, you had the second pick and Joe DiBiase had the third, and you traded quarterbacks like right away.
Do you know why? Because I didn't know how to use the app. I never play on ESPN, so I clicked Allen wanting Hurts. And I thought I had picked Hurts. And Joe picked Allen. I'm like, Joe, I thought I had Hurts. He's like, no. I said, well, you want to switch? I'll switch. He's like, sure. He wanted Allen. I wanted Hurts.
But so. I was trying to stimulate trades. So we do have unlimited trades. Even if you've used your 8 moves, you can keep trading if you'd like. But that didn't last year stimulate very many trades. The idea failed, at least in the first year of it.
Trades are tough. Trades are really tough in certain formats.
In order to be aware of trades being available, I would need to pay attention to people making the offers instead of just out of hand deleting any email that comes from the Fantasy League. So it's really, Paul, I could be a part of the problem.
You know, this would be one for Paul to have to consider, like, what he would do. Because the kind of trade you'd want to make, in my opinion, in a league like this, it's only 10 teams, so yes, it's limited, but good players on waivers all the time, would be like a 2 or 3 for 1. You know, your team has had injuries. I will give you wide receiver 2, running back 2, tight end 2 for your running back 1, for your star. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe that's a kind of trade that could happen. What if I had, you know, say you had 1 quarterback. I know it's 2, but my quarterback is on bye and your backup isn't. And I offer a trade. And then the next week, I offer a trade back. That, to me, would be wrong, but it would be legal.
It is wrong, and it happens in my Bills league that I'm in with certain people, and I don't like it. But there's nothing in the rules. They're not breaking any rules. There's nothing in the rules that say you can't do it. But, yeah, I think that kind of breaks the spirit of,
absolutely,
of things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do. I have seen that done, and I just, like, cringe when I do see it done. But Mike's good to trade with, though, because you know how sometimes you just get these ridiculous trades that it's like, why am I wasting my time even reading this? I mean, what kind of idiot do you think I am? Type of it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Offer. But Mike, you know, I like trading with Mike, and we have in the past, because we both try to make it, not, you know, an even trade, a yep. trade that will help us both, but we're not insulting each other's intelligence.
I don't want to offer you something that I think you couldn't want to do, because yeah. I don't want that to get around. I wouldn't want that to get around. Well, very good. Paul and I spoke on Friday a little bit about, of course, Johnny Gaudreau and that awful tragedy with him and his brother. Then also hockey coming up. Paul mentioned James Reimer in our conversation. Mm-hmm. I asked about Levi, and, you know, they do have James Reimer. And Paul mentioned how he's never played in the minors in many years. And so I went to his – I didn't bring this up on Friday. I went to his hockey reference page, and guess what? James Reimer has nicknames.
Oh. One hockey players have nicknames.
Every reference site has at least one nickname you've never heard.
Yeah, the bit here, Paul, is like we go to these NFL quarterbacks, and you just cannot believe some of the nicknames that are slapped on these guys. Like that I'm convinced no one's ever heard.
Yeah, James Reimer, the Rhyme Minister of Defense. Speechless is right.
I know. I do know one.
Busta Rhyme.
Really?
Yep.
Optimus Rhyme?
Optimus Rhyme.
I've heard that on Leafs games or whatever through the years. I remember Optimus Rhyme.
And also The Statue, which I don't know if that's good or bad.
That
doesn't sound good.
Doesn't sound like a compliment to an athlete.
So the Statue, a goalie.
No.
Paul, you wouldn't want to be called a statue.
A lot of people couldn't figure out why I was called Bone. And then it was just they went the other way. Instead of calling me Ham,
right.
Ham Bone,
mm-hmm.
they went with Bone instead. And Rob thought it was great. Rob was, like, laughing hysterically. He and I were about ready to go on the air on TV one time, and he asked me, and I told him. He was, like, 10 seconds from going on the air, and he was on the floor laughing. He calls me Bone now. He likes that one.
So, Reimer... Paul, like when you and Mike were talking about this, because I'm curious what's going to end up happening there. He'd have to go through waivers for one thing, right? Whereas mm-hmm. Levi doesn't. Wouldn't that feel like a big fall for Levi if he is back in the minors again? I know he's still young, and I'm not saying he shouldn't be in the minors, but It's a long ways from get here and help us make the playoffs. And, oh, by the way, you're our number one guy, so much so that the guy who is now the number one guy was in street clothes to start last season. And, like, if he's already edged out of the picture here, I mean, I know camp will happen in preseason games and whatever, but I don't know, man. It feels a little stark if he's not here to the track he seemed to be on anyways.
And, guys, I wonder this, and this is me wondering this. Levi has never said this. Levi, I think, was quite honest when he talked about last year that, you know, I was like, all right, we had a long conversation about going to Rochester, but he embraced it. And you could tell by his play that he embraced it. And by the end, he goes, boy, this has been a lot different than I thought it would be. He goes, we're close friends with these guys, and we will be forever, and I really enjoyed this playoff run. And, you know, when he got there, they were almost out of the playoffs, and by the time he was done, they were tied for first place. And he really enjoyed it, embraced it, but I wonder if he would embrace it as much this year if he were sent down there. I don't know if he would be happy about that. And so it would. But the thing is, look at what Lindy Ruff has done, and that's where I kind of draw off. Of course, we know he played the heck out of Hasek and Ryan Miller, but he did the same thing with Kari Letton in Dallas. Played 59, 59, and I believe 62 games in three of the 4 years that Lindy was there, and then he split with Niemi the other year. And he couldn't really do it in New Jersey because he didn't have the goaltender to do it. But I'm thinking, if he's going to run Luukkonen out there 50 games a year or more, what good is that for Levi? Sitting there watching Luukkonen play. I don't see how that helps Levi. And then I get back to, well, wouldn't it be better for Levi to be playing 50 games down in Rochester?
Right. So maybe that's why they brought Reimer in here in the first place, because they certainly would recognize that Luukkonen has, you know, he's squatting on the number one job until further notice. And if it goes according to plan, then you're right. He'll play, you know, 50, you know, there's very few guys that play much more than that anymore, but that's still not what you want for the guy who's developing still. And that's
Lindy. That's Lindy's MO. Lindy has not said, other than when I was kidding him at his press conference, well, who's your starting goalie? And he goes, I think the initials are UPL type of a thing. And but his MO is to play the heck out of a goaltender who, you know, is the number one guy. Now, maybe if he had Levi, maybe that would change. Maybe he's looking at it differently. But how does that change for Luukkonen? Luukkonen played so well last year because he played a lot. So does the question I'm asking, does he need to play a lot to play that well? Can he go 35 games instead and still play that well? Or does he need to keep running out there and that's how he kind of gets his mojo together?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because last year was the first year he had a starting job in Buffalo. So, but then that's the way he did it. But for everything I'm hearing is the Sabres are kind of planning on Levi being up in Buffalo. And, you know, if that's your plan, then either I think you got to back off Luukkonen a little bit and get Levi in the net, because I just don't see him sitting there watching Luukkonen play in 59 games. I don't see how that helps him.
So next weekend for the Prospects Challenge, I know we talked about this briefly also on Friday, but this Friday is the beginning, and then Friday, Saturday, Monday, I believe.
Yeah, they haven't announced the roster, but I can go by. There's three former number one picks. It's going to be for Sabre Day at the Bisons game on Saturday. So they're here for the Prospects Tournament. So that'd be Ostlund and Kulik and Roseanne. So there's three right there. Hellenius, I think, also would be there. So there's four number one picks right there that I think the have a pretty good chance of playing in that tournament. As I said, they have not announced the roster, but I'd be surprised if all four aren't in that. So, you know, you've got some good young talent that are going to be in that, and it'll be interesting to see how they perform in it.
Hellenius. I'm in the Hellenius division back to tonight, I believe.
I always do that. I always do the Bills first pick. I have the Bills pick and the first guy the Sabres pick. I almost said number one pick, but it's not always the number one pick.
Mm.
It's the first guy in Coleman's case.
Coleman
not
is the
number
other
one pick.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's
so
right.
Coleman is the other division. So I've been doing that for a while, just doing the divisions that way. And
themes. That's good.
All right.
Why not? All right. Well, we'll see you over there.
Yes, and I'm already there. So.
Oh, look at you.
I'll be waiting.
How long is the line to watch?
Well, I'm not in. I'm actually doing this from the parking lot. So, People are looking at me strange, like, why is he sitting there talking into a WGR microphone? Come on.
You're into the mic. That's right. It's sort of hooked up.
You have your – oh, wow. You're playing a roadie with your gear. That's all right. Good deal.
All right. See you soon.
I've talked to you guys many times. I've talked to you from a Home Depot parking lot, many parking lots.
Paul.
Right at the Peace Bridge, duty-free shop. I've done many from there.
Matthew Collar was on with me last week, and there was noise behind him, so I just thought to throw in, like, oh, so you're at practice. He's like, no, I'm at Target. And he did, like, 15 more minutes. He said he was in the baby section. I'm like, you didn't leave the store? You didn't even, like, sort of go outside or to your car? He did this whole conversation from the baby section at Target. He's like, yeah, seems good. I hope it was okay.
That is some focus right there is what that is.
Like, that would be weird.
The draft in Montreal, I have to use an air card to do this. It wasn't working inside the hotel, so I was sitting on the concrete wall at the garden outside. It's a beautiful day outside, but people are passing me by. It was an evening time I was on the air for one, and I was offered a few beers as somebody was going by as I'm live on the air. So, yeah, it's been some pretty weird places at times.
It's a long career for you. Very good. See you soon.
See you guys.
There you go. There's our Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline, and his reports here on WGR are brought to you by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
Okay, ready? We got this?
For what? Sure. I got an app. Yeah.
What else do you need?
I'm good.
You've got your son.
Got my son. Yeah. And I did. I've been looking at rankings.
Oh, whose? Mine?
No.
I don't have rankings.
Football guy.
Sigmund?
Where'd it go?
I don't really need to know.
Fantasy Pros.
Fantasy Pros rankings. That's like a consensus.
Yeah.
I think they do.
Okay.
Yeah. Lots of people involved there. That's good.
Yep.
All right. Can't wait. Let's go.
Oh, I can wait, but I mean, whatever. It's coming regardless.
You're going to have to wait.
How much anticipation no choice. I'm full of.
Today was Ross Tucker's return to our show. He'll be on with us Tuesdays throughout the season. So more of a recap week to week usually, but not this time. Week one ahead, Bills, Cardinals, and other fun topics with Ross. We'll have that for you next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.